想往日命令。
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 4 o'clock on Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2020. This is the extension of the Town Council of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to open?
I'll make a motion to open this emergency meeting of the Curry Beach Town Council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's start with the department heads, please, and then they can leave as they go through. Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Council. Our lifeguards today spoke with around a dozen people. Six of them were for dogs, and the other six were just sitting around, stated that they were tired from walking. And the general answer from all of them was that they just didn't know. Only one woman got an attitude, and she basically stated she was just tired from walking. She needed a couple minutes to take a break. But other than that, it was a good day, according to them. And that being said, I'd like to thank the police department for answering all of our calls anytime we needed them in a swift manner. I'd also like to thank Mandy and her team for being quick in any response that we needed for personnel-related stuff due to COVID over the last few weeks. And that's all that I have.
Okay, so about 12 today.
12, yes.
Yesterday was about the same number.
Yesterday, I think they had quite a few more.
Okay. All right.
It was a little windier out today, though. It wasn't quite as nice, but
all right.
I suspect tomorrow with the bad weather coming in, the number will be even lower.
Okay. And when you need to, you're calling?
The police department.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Thanks, Chief. Guys are doing a good job out there. I know people are waiting for them to disappear, but they're doing a good job. Chief Bowden.
Good afternoon. I'd like to thank the fire department again for riding the beach and helping us out. I think before they were out there, we had one with a dog on the beach. They were gone, or we got them off the beach. Same story. We had no internet. We had no way to know. Signs everywhere. So, just more informational than anything. Lanier Parking, they were hopefully going to be here tomorrow, but due to the weather, we pushed them back to a Friday so they can start on the first of the month and come in fresh and go for the whole weekend. So that will help us out tremendously to get this parking under control.
Okay. So they'll be here on Friday all day. That'll give them a chance to get familiar with the program. And on Saturday, they'll be...
I'm going to ride all around on Friday morning. There's two, what they call ambassadors, and two managers. I'm going to ride them around, show them what we need and what we want, and so everybody's on the same page, and then they'll deal with it starting from Friday. We rented a golf cart this year. If you want me to put a sign on it that says parking enforcement, we'll be glad to do that. We'll make one up. Other than that, we're pretty much good to go today. It was pretty lax on the beach today, and parking lot. So
are they going to be, I guess I should have asked this sooner, we didn't sign the contract, but are they going to have on a special shirt or something?
They do. It's a, I think he said it was a bright yellow
okay.
shirt that says parking enforcement.
Parking Lanier, enforcement,
it'll
okay.
Lanier Parking or Reef Parking, they're one and the same. And they'll be riding around to everywhere we designate for them to ride around and look for parking violations. So
good.
So for both the chiefs, have we heard anything about how Carolina Beach is doing or how it's going up there? Or have you guys been so focused down here, you haven't really had any thoughts or hearing anything, just for interest?
I believe, I could be wrong, but I think some of their paid parking is open, like in the metered spaces.
Really? Okay.
I could be wrong, but that's what I was told yesterday.
Yeah, some of it is.
That's really?
What's leading the tension is there's so few available.
But they didn't open
some.
Wow, that wasn't what was initially communicated. Okay, that's interesting. Okay,
so
I was just wondering more on the beach, if how it's going. I mean, when your guys look up the beach, is it way different across Alabama Avenue or not from what y'all heard?
I mean, it definitely seems more crowded. That's always the case. They've got more places that they could park, I guess. But I would say there's probably 2 to 3 times the amount of people in Carolina Beach than there is in Curry Beach.
On the beach.
On the beach.
On the beach.
Right.
But what about fishing poles, chairs, any of that? Didn't see anything as far as you guys know. Okay. I haven't looked at any of the cameras. I was just wondering.
And I haven't heard any calls.
It was quiet all day in Carolina Beach Pole Watch.
Yeah, no calls on the beach for them as far as we have heard about people with chairs or anything. So.
Okay.
Good. Any other questions for the chiefs?
No, thanks, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Awesome.
Jimmy, been busy.
I have no new updates.
No new updates?
No.
Cans are all out?
Cans are all out.
Temporary signs are all out?
We're good to go.
Okay. Garbage is all collected? Good job.
Thank you.
Nikki.
Good afternoon. We've wrapped up the no-contact food drive, and the final monetary donations were
$11,500. $11,500.
Yeah,
awesome.
Pretty awesome job. And then we'll take the food and the money down in the morning. And then I just wanted to review with council with the expiration of the county order that subjects our basketball court and baseball field to be reopened. And just want to make sure that was the will of council that I with that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything at the park would still be subject
yes.
to 6 feet and no.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Social distancing still applies. And
so we'll change the signage.
And with the governor's order, the
playground
equipment is still closed.
Correct. Okay. The restrooms you guys closed.
Yes. So, thank you very much for, thank you very much, Curie Beach. Matter of fact, today I did close at that press conference this morning with a thank you to Curie Beach's generosity to the Help Center. And thank you to the folks for supporting the council and doing to a large extent the things that they're expected to do in this emergency. So nice job, Nikki.
And we have been taking pictures. We will take some more pictures in the morning and put a nice write-up together and send it out to the press to thank our people for being so supportive.
WWAY mentioned it, I think, two nights ago.
Yeah, Randy has been in contact with them, and he was putting something on his show, and he'll do another.
Okay.
You just let the Help Center know to let us know if they get back in extremis. To reach out if they have problems. Yeah. They need to communicate to both towns if they're having problems, I think. They need to understand that.
Great. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Any other questions for Nikki? Okay. Arlen.
Nothing new for finance.
Okay. Is John out there?
John has nothing to report.
Nothing to report?
I'm good.
Nikki. I'm sorry, Mandy.
Nothing new.
Nothing to report? Okay. All right, then I'm going to give you a... I'll tell you what happened this morning when we had the press conference with Bill Sappho, Darryl Mills, Leanne Pierce, and myself. It was really with the closure of the county's order in some particular areas. Their order still applies to the unincorporated areas, no longer applies to us. We had a discussion and we told the press, and now we're telling the public, that we agree in general with each other and on the going forward relative to May 8th as we sit for the moment with short-term rentals. Nothing changed in any of the orders in any of the towns. The point I made when we spoke was, even though we have general agreement, there are minor differences, and anybody who has the interest should check the town websites to make sure what the differences are. So we are not committed to anything other than the fact that we agree in principle on a direction we're taking. We're following the governor. We're waiting for the 8th. There are a variety of plans. Leanne did mention that they may open some of their public parking this weekend. I don't know where that's going to be, but personally, if they open that, that's going to draw folks to that parking, I'm sure. should probably make our parking less attractive. Beyond that, it was short, and to the point there was a question from the press on parking, and it was Leanne stepped up to answer it and say, we're looking at opening, and Daryl stepped up and said, we haven't made any changes. I did not go up to the mic. I did not want to make it generally known that we have our 30-minute parking and you don't need a decal for it. So at this point in time, I did not bring that forward to go across the air. And frankly, that's about it. Gentlemen, you've read through the proclamation from our friends in Wilmington. We have some slight variances as the orders read today. What they expect to do, and with the fact that we are not making any changes, is what I believe we will talk about here. Based on what you saw, are there any proposed changes?
No, they're less restrictive in a number of areas that I think we should stay exactly where we are.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, there's three quick agrees. What do you think, Jerry?
I agree with where we are.
Correct.
Okay.
And for the public, the Wilmington State of Emergency, Riceway, Crown Beaches are online. You can find them if you want to look at the differences. But as far as state emergencies go, ours are more restricted than any of our fellow municipalities in the county.
Okay. You've each had a chance to read it. I don't think there's any particular questions. So we should go to the description and finish our discussion of last evening, which was how we wish to change our declaration based on the changes we made last evening to parking.
Yes, sir. The action item from last night's meeting was to add Section 18 to our state of emergency to allow the actions that we voted on last night for supporting overflow parking for businesses. And I'll read the section proposed and then let you ask questions. I forwarded this to council before the meeting. This seventh amendment to the Declaration of State of Emergency by the Town of Pure Beach adds restrictions to Section 15. To open town-owned parking on K Avenue west of Fort Fisher Boulevard to allow for town residents with a current reentry decal and town-issued passes for overflow parking for conducting business at open businesses in the town. So that's the proposed wording after talking with our hearing officer and working with Mandy.
Did we resolve the issue on what type of markings we were going to use to identify business?
Police chief and Mandy did work with that, and we have one for overflow parking and one for employees. Yes, sir.
Very good.
We have one for each.
I think we're just...
Well, one, the employee one needs to say employees. It does need to be different. But she has two.
Yeah.
They'll look almost the same, but one says, I don't remember what the word Mandy actually had, and if it says... I think it says customer, and then the other one says employee.
We changed it to customers of open businesses.
Right.
And then an employee.
Yes. They look the same for Lanier. We'll give you a copy of each to brief Lanier on.
Okay. And the Turtle people need one too, and we've discussed that. So.
Okay.
I already have it. We didn't change it. We just made it customers of open businesses, and they're going to write Turtle
Patrol
monitoring.
As long as the chief's comfortable with Lanier, the way we wrote this is town-issued passes, so it doesn't define it. So staff, you can manage that process with Lanier to conduct the business of the town. So that's why we wrote it the way we did. And the hearing officer is comfortable that the passes you issue, if there's tickets related to them, that meets the intent, and he's comfortable at least right now. So the actual hearings, right? But we got his input to do it right.
And I'm still waiting on him to call me back.
Okay.
Now, these passes are not generic, right, Mandy? They require a person's name and the signature of the business.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And a date.
Yes, and a date.
All right. Okay. Good. Anything anybody wants to, council, any items you wish to bring up for discussion relative to the emergency orders?
It's not about emergency, but I have something I'd like to share.
Go ahead, John. We're going to open it up to the...
As many of you know, I'm a member of St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Carolina Beach. Over the years, the United Methodist men have what they call a Boston butt sale. They rub them down with a special ingredient. They grill them, and we have raised money for many charitable things over the years. Well, this weekend, there's going to be a Boston butt giveaway by the United Methodist men. I suggest you go on the church's website, St. Paul's United Methodist Church, Carolina Beach, and you can get the timing. It'll be Saturday, I would say after lunch or so. A Boston butt is about 9 pounds. You can get a half or a whole, but they will be free until they run out. Thank you.
Thanks, John. I think the intent is for people who need the assistance. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, I mean, anybody can show up, but the intent is to feed people who are in need. Okay, thank you, John. All right. Nothing from the council?
No.
Okay, I'll open it. How many people on the line? Mandy?
36.
Okay. All right, I'll open it up for questions on emergency orders from anybody on the phone if you live in Curie Beach. All right.
We must be doing a great job.
I wouldn't jump that far.
Have some humor, man.
So I make a motion we adopt the change, the addition of Section 18 to the state of emergency.
Second.
I'll say.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next meeting, gentlemen. I think we're okay to the 8th, frankly, but we could set up one midway.
Chief, do you think we should have one Saturday after you see how all the changes happen? Just go ahead and schedule it so we don't have to do a 6-hour notification if something happens.
That's up to you guys.
Well, come on. I know it's up to us, but I'm asking for your thoughts.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
It'd be nice this weekend. I'd prefer to wait till Monday, but I don't know what we can do over the weekend.
Well, I think the issue is if your guys see a problem, your weekend staff, and this is for you, Chief Kennedy, as well, you need to let us know. And it requires 6 hours notice for us to have an emergency meeting. If we schedule it, we could then just come in and open the meeting, close the meeting, so we can't respond to you. If something happens at 2 p.m. on Saturday, we can't meet until 8, which is fine, I guess. I'm just asking your thoughts. And councils, I'm okay either way.
I wouldn't be opposed. I mean, you two are the liaisons to fire and police. I mean, John.
Yeah, John.
And Craig.
I mean,
and if they have issues, then we have to make decisions. There might not be something we, if it means we're putting more manpower on or something like that.
I think the department's heads have latitude for staffing, so I don't think it'd be a staffing issue. And I don't even know what it would be, but.
We have extra people coming in on Saturday.
Right.
I understand it's supposed to be nice. Hopefully everybody will keep doing what they're supposed to be doing, but you never know. I'm asking a question.
I don't know the answer. Yeah.
If we do it, we could do it by phone. I mean, we don't have to have y'all drive in here for a couple minutes.
Well, maybe. I'm fine with making it Monday and then recognizing it takes us 6 hours notice if we decide we need one. So if your staff tells you you need something from council, the fastest we could do it in is about 6.5 hours.
Okay.
Which was the same thing that happened when Riceville closed the beaches, so we responded. But just as long as you're okay with it, I'll file on Monday then. I'm okay with you.
I'll file on Monday.
So if you have a need a judgment call, you know the numbers, right? Okay.
Thank you.
So I guess we'll go with Monday.
So I make a motion we continue this meeting till Monday afternoon. Well, can you do four?
Four is fine.
Staff would appreciate four.
Let me
look at your calendar.
Look.
Joe and I still have to make the people that are paying us money happy, so our calendars may require five.
Five. This Monday's 5 o'clock. Yeah. The call I thought I had this past Monday.
Make a motion we continue the meeting to 5 p.m. on Monday, May, what day is that?
Fourth.
Fourth, thank you. May 4th.
Do I have a second?
Second, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all.